Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
She got me Cole Haan, you know, the half shoe, half sneaker.
Okay.
Bougie. I have to wear a sweater.
A sweater?
Yes.
What the? Wait, you're preppy?
This is for you.
Oh, Georgie, you bought this for me? Oh, I knew you cared for me.
Yes, as you care for me.
Can I open it now?
Yes, of course. Go ahead. My guess is you're going to like this very much.
Is that cashmere?
Of course it's cashmere.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I thought this was going to be a lot worse.
Yeah.
What, as far as dressing up?
Yeah.
Gabe, you, a sweater.
A sweater?
Sweater? Indeed.
I have not worn a sweater since second grade pictures in grammar school, okay?
Well, I had a feeling you would like it. No, don't try it on now. Try it on later.
Oh, no, look. Oh, it fits beautiful.
All right, take it off. You're going to ruin it.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running around, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it.
No, Jen, she's traveling to James Madison. That's where game day is going to be this weekend. No, Chewy, he's going to Ohio State. Visiting with his daughter and may or may not be going to the
game. They're at James Madison?
Yeah. Well, because that's the story of the year. James Madison undefeated right now.
Correct.
In college football, but they're not allowed to play in a bowl game. Because the NCAA has a ban on 2 years, because James Madison used to be a lower level. They moved up to the highest level of Division One, and
right.
There's a you cannot play postseason for 2 years, which doesn't make any sense. Like, you're moving up a division. If you're moving down a division, that makes sense. But if you're moving up to harder competition...
I'm with you on that.
And so that there's been a big battle about that.
But it's been that way in basketball, too,
yeah,
I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But, I mean, which, again, makes no sense. If you're St. Thomas from Minnesota, you play up
correct.
To Division One. You play good enough in that conference, you should be allowed to play in the tournament.
Right.
But,
because reality is, it's probably never going to happen, or very, very
yeah,
seldom.
Very seldomly, so who cares? So that is the voice of Homer. Homer, our cousin sub of the day. And we do have plenty of things to get into. Packers getting ready to take on the Chargers. Brewers announced their new manager, and their associate manager, I believe, is the title of Ricky Weeks.
Next manager.
Yes. Yeah, might as well just be next manager. But Homer, like, I don't know if this is an intervention. I don't know what this is necessarily going to be, but we got to talk about this, pal.
Sure.
Marquette has a huge game on Tuesday, and it's a great game.
I forgot about this.
It's a fantastic game. Like, I was glued to my television, and during the under 8 media timeout, you're firing off tweets about Jeff Janis and Bill Schrader?
Yeah. It's a timeout. What am I, just out of curiosity? First of all, I explained this, that I always... keep Twitter on during the game because
sure.
they're the best people when you screw up or something happens.
Sure. Or sometimes a lot of, you know, if you're following media members for
right.
like a Marquette game, Ben Steele might be able to, if they're watching
correct.
TV
yes,
and have a different angle, maybe somebody on television
right.
because
well,
they always, the refs are always talking to the people
right.
doing the TV games about decisions and those sort of things.
Especially at home, we're a mile away.
Yes. Yeah.
So
we were up
on
off
the road,
court.
We were close to it. I think you'll also know that I don't believe I ever comment on Marquette.
Yeah, you're firing off.
Correct, because it's I'm doing the Marquette game. But yeah, people were surprised. I go, I get 2 minutes. What? I'm looking at it. I'm a big defender of Bill Schrader, historic Packer stuff.
Well, I mean, again, I didn't say that the take was wrong.
I understand.
Because Bill Schrader, I mean, he
you're
is...
You're not the first one to make mention of that. I'm glad to know that people are following me. If they had followed, they wouldn't have been surprised. They go, Homer doesn't always do that, but depends.
Again, I've done 3 regular season Bucks games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I've done those games, I guess because it's a rarity for me to do those games. Like, I'm putting my phone away. Like, I am rarely looking at my phone anything, period. I'm scavenging, you know, okay, kind of looking at the box score, make sure I've got everything right. And you're just so comfortable, you're firing off Packer takes.
Only, well, no, there's a pattern only during timeout.
Well, yes,
so there's
I know
a timeout.
You're not doing it like...
There's a timeout.
Yeah.
The first thing I do is check the stat sheet.
Okay.
See, what's happened is I used to do the stats. of the game during the game, because then you're right on top of who's scoring and things like that. And
just, like, you had like your own stat book?
But yes, yes.
So what were you keeping by yourself? Points,
just points, everything. Yeah.
Okay.
But you see who's hot, who's scored. Yeah. You just, it keeps you, and then you're aware of just better. Well, now they have it up on the board, and at some point I go, this is stupid. It's just up on the board. So yeah, during a timeout, first thing I do is check the stat sheet to see if there's any weird stat.
And I, you know, kind of, if we're going to open up the you know, the window, I know Kent Sommerfeld, the onside engineer, does a tremendous job, like keeps track of runs.
Correct. He keeps track. This is the best thing that everybody should do. He keeps track of every basket, who scored it. And it's fantastic. The ability to, you know, just give stuff that's really helpful. They've scored, it's a 19-2 run, or you watch a guy scored 7 points in a row. They give you that on the stat sheet, but it's not up.
Yeah, sometimes you have to dig for something like that. So,
so I'll
Kent
check
there,
that.
Kinda, yep.
And then I'll go to Twitter.
If there's time left over, you
just,
open
well,
up
no.
Twitter?
I look to Twitter to see if there's any response to the game. Like, hey, you messed this, or Ben Steele. So like something. So I have all the available information. And then I saw that, and I go, hey, let's... I'm amazed.
Have to, like, it's a game featuring two top 25 teams.
It is, yes.
And it was a fantastic game. It was a close game. Like, Illinois, especially the way they played in the second half, made it a close game. It's a tight one, nip and tuck, coming down to the wire.
Yeah.
And you defended Bill Schrader.
That's correct. Yes, I did. Bill should appreciate that. He isn't getting a whole lot of appreciation. I said this on Wildy and Tausch. Illinois, I'd wondered about them because I thought Underwood, the guy's a great coach, and I thought he might win a national title. He was going to do great, and I don't, I can't figure out what they do.
Yeah,
And they're still going to be good. They're going to make the tournament there, but there's, and Tony was just a part of. Maybe this is why Tony was just like, Marquette's fine. They'll win. They're okay. Like, well, okay.
But that's the attitude the team had as well. But again,
yes,
Is this a problem, Josh? Like, the fact that Homer's firing off Packer takes?
People can say whatever it is, it's a problem. And I stand by everything as you do and stuff. If I screw up during the game, then it's a problem. Like, it's funny you have something like that. I'm really sad today because I really thought Brian Bulaga wouldn't agree to this crap. But he wants it. To retire as a Packer.
See, so this is something
that
Homer's...
the worst thing in sports. I hate it. There's nothing. In
Why?
Because it's a lie.
It's nice.
It does it fine. Say he's Chinese. Say he's president of the United States and will sign a paper. He didn't retire with the Packers. This is made up. Give me a certificate that says I have a full head of hair. That doesn't mean I have a full head of hair.
No, that's a great idea that I might make up now.
I don't know. But see, I said to him, You wanted, I said, so let me just ask you a favor. When you get into the Hall of Fame, can you then rip this piece of paper up? He's going to be in the Packer Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Now, why do you want to retire as a Packer when you didn't retire as a Packer? I said, you want to retire as a Packer? Ask him if they'll sign you and go to training camp. You didn't.
Well, but so
they didn't want you, and now you say, okay, so just say I retired as a Packer.
So this is something that you have felt. I mean, Homer has felt this for
a
very long time. But what teams are doing now, and you deserve a commission on, I have seen some teams are doing be a Packer, Brewer, Buck
fans.
For a day.
Yes, I've said that. Packer, the Buck started it. Everybody should do it. Fans would love it.
Yeah.
Like, I retired as a Packer. I have every right. I said this to my wife, Nancy. You have every right to get that as much as Brian Bulaga. Exactly the same right.
No.
Neither of you retired. No.
Has your wife, Nancy, ever played?
Has Packers. Nothing to do with that piece of paper that says he was retired by the Packers. That's a lie. Whether he's the greatest football player ever, it's a lie for name somebody else who didn't retire with a team who played.
All this
Johnny
does.
United, or so whatever.
All this does is set the precedent for him to be retired and to make it into the Packers Hall of Fame.
Has nothing to do with
this. This is just a step-by-step process.
No, guys have been getting into the Packer Hall of Fame for 30 years and they didn't retire.
Give him a press conference. You'd be nice to him.
Yeah, okay.
Do you not like nice things?
Mow his lawn.
You anti-nice?
No, it's a lie.
Feel good?
Homer's very pro-truth.
Worse than that.
Are you anti-truth, Josh? Sounds like you're anti-truth.
Yes, and here's the big part. If you're... I don't know, some backup punter, and you want to retire as a Packer, fine. This is Brian Bulaga, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He doesn't need this crap.
Yeah, because he's going to have...
He's going to be one of the elite players in the history of the team in a couple years. And he wants to retire a Packer, even though he didn't retire. It came down to them deciding, do they want him? They said no.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. But wait, we want you to retire as a Packer.
Does the fact that Brian's willing to do it and do a press conference, I believe he said he didn't really care, but he's still going through.
No, he does care. He was a part of it. No, I did my best to sell it. I said, will you do me a favor, and when you become in the Hall of Famer, then when you rip it up? He said, no. Well, I think the world of me is great to work with. I made my pitch, and he said, I'm not listening to you, so we move on. I did not do anything on Twitter. I will make note, not during a Marquette game, not after a Marquette game. I will never comment on Twitter, even if people ask.
So the fact that Brian Bulaga, somebody that you now work with, he's on Mondays and Thursdays.
He's on all the time.
Yeah,
he's great.
You guys have been fantastic this Packers
season.
He's
good on Wildy and Taos. He's good at everything.
So, yeah. I mean, so you've had a good working relationship. You enjoy working with him. Yeah. You respect him.
Yeah.
So
it came up while we're doing the show.
Yeah, it came out yesterday. Yes, I saw the press release come across.
Chris Larson breaks into the show and says, Brian Bulaga, and I went, oh my God.
Wait.
He didn't know it was going to be released.
Wait, so Bulaga, didn't you guys give you guys a heads up?
No. Wildy called in.
I thought you guys were acting. I thought that was like a put on.
We don't ever act. I don't know what that is either. And so, yeah, he was disappointed. He didn't know it was going to come out.
Yeah.
And then we had...
Wait, how do the Packers not tell him when it's going to be released?
Yeah, it seems like an important party. Well,
clearly, when you think he's so important, you retired him.
Press release is coming out at 5:15.
And then Jason sees it, and he calls in going, oh, great, thanks, Brian. You know, you didn't tell me. And I go, fine, you can interview him now for this worthless piece. If you want.
And so the fact that you respect and enjoy working with Brian Bulaga doesn't change your position on this at all.
No, I tried to tell him it's stupid.
Yeah.
And then I said what I thought I had a chance. When you're in the Hall of Fame, then you can rip up this piece of crap. And he basically said no. He wanted to do it, or there being his parents are coming, and it's a big deal to him. So
I'm going to try and say something here in the least offensive.
To me?
Yes.
It's not possible because I think less of you that you don't agree with me 100%.
Have you considered maybe spending your time and your brain power on something worth it?
This is worth it.
No, it's
this
not.
This is a
you
lie.
You are fighting a losing war.
I know,
nobody's
fine.
On your side.
No, people
nobody
are on my
cares.
Side. Teams have picked it up.
Yeah, teams have picked it up.
No, like, I'm not going to support lying. No.
I don't know if teams are on Homer's side necessarily, but they found out a way to monetize it and make people a Packer or a Brewer or a buck for a day.
Yeah, I mean,
where you can do that.
Right.
Which is basically what Brian Bulaga is doing.
Correct.
Where he's a Packer for a day.
Exactly what the
this changes nothing about what is held in the press conference and what it means to Brian and his family and to Packers fans. Like it's a fan gesture. We all know that.
No, is it a fan gesture?
No.
I think it's a player.
It's
gesture.
It's a player gesture.
Yeah, but he's speaking too, so everybody gets to have the feel good of Brian Bulaga, Iowa, the legendary Packer, gets to come back, retire as a Packer. They hold the press conference. There's a whole
it's more for Brian and his family than anybody else, because you can still have that press conference and he gets to talk when he goes into the Packers Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's just more Bulaga.
So this is for Bulaga and his family. If he's decided it's important to him to do this,
then so be it. But I'll fight it forever. It's stupid. It's a lie.
Will you call him a liar on the show Monday?
No, I basically asked him to consider.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can listen to the Wisconsin On Demand. It wasn't like I didn't bring it up. You know, Brian, this is crap. It's just a made up lie. I want to do it. And then I said, okay, how about when you become in the Hall of Fame? I said, if you don't get in the Packer Hall of Fame, I'll donate $50,000 to the charity of your choice to emphasize that you're going to get in.
Yeah.
Now, when you get in, will you get rid of this garbage? He said, no. I'm going to keep it. Okay, I'm done.
What did he say when you offered $50,000 to the charity of his choice?
No, it's like typical Brian Bulaga. Sure. I mean, like, he's just the best. Yeah, if I don't get in, I get 50 grand. Good. He didn't address I guess I'd say it's Iowa. He has no discussion of his greatness. It's not that it's uncomfortable. It just doesn't factor in. Like, every game was a play, and every game was being better, and every game was doing this. And so the discussion of being in the Packer Hall of Fame, he didn't say, I don't want to talk about it. He didn't say, I'm not going to get in. He just, okay, fine. 50 grand. Don't get in.
Jason Wilde going to be joining us next to help us break down Packers Chargers coming up in just a little bit. But get perked up. Let me tell you guys about Perky's Old Fashioned. It's an old fashioned mix with the booze already inside. They've got brandy, bourbon, and now for a limited time, cranberry brandy options. You can get Grandma Perky Secret wherever, whenever. Again, all you have to do is add the soda if you're a sweet person, sour person. And this is going to be great. This is going to be a hit. We're less than a week away from Thanksgiving. I know you've got your family gatherings coming up. If you want to be a hit at those family gatherings or friend gatherings, whatever you're doing, make sure you grab a bottle of Perky's Old Fashioned and find Perky's near you. Go to perkysoldfashioned.com. Perky's Old Fashioned, locally made, Wisconsin made. It's your bartender in a bottle.
Ready? Put.
All Packers, all the time.
Theoretically, you could certainly draft another quarterback now with the holes you have on the roster and the fact that you just seem committed to drafting defensive players in the first round.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you. Also sponsored by Century Foods. Win $700 in groceries from Century Foods as Century celebrates their 70th anniversary. Find the weekly code on Century's Facebook or Instagram and enter to win.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Although, how many times is Jason on with you, Homer?
He's on twice.
Twice a week.
Yes. Now, he's not on with me. Brian Bulaga, his show. And on Thursday, he said, I want Jason Wilde on.
Okay.
So, Jason Wilde is on. And Brian Bulaga asks questions. He and Jason does not like that. And he'll keep mentioning it every Thursday just to make sure that I don't forget.
Well, what a treat for you, Jason. You actually get to talk to Homer instead of Brian Bulaga with Homer listening.
Yeah, I don't like the new stuff at all. I understand that it's a one-hour show now, and he's got John Anderson and Brian. But I will say this, and Gabe, you and I love to talk about this and love to irritate Homer with it, but I will continue for all of my days that the 69-year-old Uncle Homer is the GOAT of Wisconsin sports radio. And one of the greatest things that I've gotten to do in my career, and that's not hyperbole, is that for a very, very, very long time of it, I was on with him every single day. And I do miss that. So
I miss that too.
I will take whatever I get with him.
And I just want to say that I'm looking forward to a Brian Bulaga kind of having a show or kind of being more like Tauscher. And I would hope one day he says, you know, it all started when I got to talk with Jason Wilde.
So there's a part of Bulaga that likes to, because for years, Jason was the one asking him questions. Is there a part of Bulaga that likes that the tables have turned and he gets to ask Jason questions?
I don't think he really likes it. I don't think he, I mean, it's
no,
not
Homer's
like a big
doing
thing
it because it's best for his development.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And he's getting better at it.
Yeah, as I have told Brian many times, though, I do find it funny. Like, he's doing a press conference today to celebrate his retiring as a Packer. And I've told him this a bunch, so I'm not talking behind his back. He was not great with the media for a good chunk of his career. He was really good toward the end, which is the exact opposite of Tausch, who was great at the beginning. And then when he came back in, like, 08, 09, 10... it was really hard to get him to even come out of like the training room or
why do you think that is now that you know him so well?
I think he'd had enough.
Oh, okay.
I think that's why. And he was, you know, I think he knew that, you know, his body was starting to break down a little bit. So he had to do everything it took to be able to play. And he played at a really high level in 08 and 09 and was playing really well in 10 before he got hurt. So I never begrudged him for it. Bulaga just didn't really want that attention early in his career. And then he kind of became, toward the end, a real elder statesman for the offensive line. So it was great when he did that. He won one of our Mully Awards, Tom Mulhern Award, which we give to the stand-up guy or guys each year. It's going to be a tough vote this year, I got to be honest. But he became really good and was a precursor to him. He is terrific, whether he's with Homer or he's with Tausch and me. Or I know he's going to be live in person at the Tundra Trio for Green Bay game day pregame on Sunday. So he's doing great, and Homer's doing a great thing to help him improve and develop. So I just miss talking to him every day.
Jason, injury report looks pretty good. Only one player was a DNP yesterday. That was Rudy Ford. So, I mean, Jair still a limited participant. Kenny Clark a limited participant. How do we feel about, I guess Jair would be the biggest one on here in terms of didn't play last week. Is he going to be able to play this week? And given the quarterback for the Chargers coming in here and Herbert, you'd think you'd want Jair Alexander available.
Yeah, especially against Keenan Allen, who is tied for the NFL lead in receptions. I think he's fourth in yardage, fifth in touchdown catches. Yeah, look, I talked to Jair for 1 minute and 12 seconds yesterday. He made the mistake of coming into the locker room while we were still in there, and there was a huge group talking to someone else, so I just made a beeline for him. And I did at one point ask him, do you get the sense that your head coach is frustrated with this? Because that's kind of how he sounds to me during his press conferences. And there's definitely something not quite right there, for sure, between the two of them. And he said, I don't know, I don't really talk to him about this.
What do you think it could be?
I don't know, but LaFleur then yesterday, when Bill Huber from Sports Illustrated said, hey, you guys aren't going pads this week at all, how are you going to know if his shoulder is ready to play or not? And LaFleur's response was, got to trust the medical staff and the player. And anytime a player is referred to as the player, which has happened a few times in my career, think about Brett Favre as the whole saga was going on in 2008 as well. I never take that as a very positive way to refer to the guy. So that I found curious as well. So, again, something not quite right there, but if he's able to play, that would obviously give them a huge lift.
But isn't – so I guess that's interesting. So there was some thought from Chewy heading into the season that with the job being different for LaFleur, would he be able to rein people in? Because Aaron Rodgers kind of had free run. And once people see that, it's tough to rein that in. And given his answers around the David Bakhtiari knee situation, which Bach ended up getting knee surgery and is out for the year, and given the way he's kind of handled this Jair situation, both very similar, kind of the irritation level from the head coach at the podium, could part of this be that the very few veterans that were left on this team are struggling to adjust to the young players in the way that LaFleur is handling all that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't, first of all, let me preface this by saying I don't know, right? So this is purely my conjecture of what's going on. I would say that in both those cases, and I don't know, maybe there are others, right? Again, he hasn't expressed frustration about others to my, at least in my memory. But those two are you're right, those are both examples of him clearly being frustrated. I find myself wondering, again, let me emphasize this one more time, because next thing you know, there'll be a story about Jordan Love wanting to be traded. The way it feels to me is that Matt LaFleur knew with such a young team, he was going to need the very best, both in terms of how they play and their attitudes, their leadership, et cetera, from his veteran players. And the Bakhtiari thing, you know, I think there was at least some of that was just legitimate frustration that, hey, we have one of the best left tackles in football and he's not available and I'm not sure I understand why. And this does feel a little bit like a rerun of that with Jair. The other part of it, though, frankly, is that I just think Matt LaFleur is frustrated with the team that he has, that, you know, he feels like he's the one who draws all the criticism. And once the season starts, you know, Goody disappears. He talked to us once after the trade deadline. I can't imagine knowing that something was amiss with Jair Alexander at the time of the trade, that he was real happy that he traded Rasul Douglas. So again, I believe, and I have no evidence to prove it, it's just my belief, that there is waxy bill. What do you call them? Shoes, Homer?
Well, no, I can tell you. This is how I know. This is how I'd feel if I was LaFleur. My career's being destroyed, and there's nothing I can do. Okay, it's going to be everybody's opinion that Aaron Rodgers made me, and I'm losing games, and I'm not sure anybody's going to ever hire me again. And I don't have any defense. There's nothing I can do. All these things are happening. My career is being destroyed, and there's nothing I can do to prevent it. Wouldn't you feel that way if you were LaFleur?
Yeah, and again, that does not absolve him.
Correct.
Or whatever.
I'm not even saying he's 100% right. I'm just saying these are all examples
of. That's
how
I would feel too. Yep.
And I don't know what I do. What do you do if you're LaFleur?
Well, apparently you get frustrated and you kind of let that show, and that's not probably the best game plan either. But yeah, I think leave it to the GOAT to describe it perfectly. I think that's. I didn't put it in those terms.
Well, and he's going to get next year.
Perfect term.
He's going to get next year, but now he's thinking like you're thinking.
How good can we be next year?
Right. Like, I think you nailed it. And, again, I don't know that he did. He stopped by in the locker room yesterday while I was waiting to talk to players and asked how the radio show went this week. And we stood and talked for a little while, which
but
was fun.
You don't have to hear it from him. I was just asking you, Jason, as Gabe said, isn't that how you would feel if you were him? All these are examples of, I need some help. This is all just falling apart. I'm being unlucky. I you know, I got nothing. Anything I asked for, I didn't get. So, okay, you know, next he's going to go, Jason, can we talk? What do I do?
Yeah.
What can I do?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, you know, the other veteran that he had and he was going to lean on is Aaron Jones. And Aaron Jones has either been unavailable, limited, or ineffective. Like, he's had one really good game and one decent game. And, you know, again, he did another thing that is out of character for him, right? We talked about this on Green Bay game night. Like, the fact that LaFleur publicly twice after the game on Sunday, criticized Aaron Jones for not getting out of bounds. That would, again, indicate he's behaving in a way that we're not familiar with him behaving. So what does that tell you? And it tells me that he is having a hard time with the way this season is playing out and the team that he is coaching and the general manager that he works with.
He needs a weekly show with you. That's what he needs. That's what he needs.
Well, therapy for sure. To talk this stuff through. But and you're right. Even if that's not the case, if you were in that situation and you put yourself in it, that's how I would feel. So you're exactly right about that.
Jason, we always appreciate the time. Look forward to hearing more of your thoughts coming up on Wilde and Tausch. And Homer and I will talk to you on Green Bay game night after the game on Sunday.
I look forward to all of that. All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
See you, dude.
Yeah, usually it's Dude Friday. I don't know. I mean, it's just still Dude Friday, right?
Yeah, Homer's a dude.
Homer's a dude.
Okay.
That's
better than...
Not a very dude attitude.
No, I'm learning on it. I think it's way better than saying that I was going to retire or sign a piece of paper. But yes. I'm not. You're not a dude at 69.
You're
if a
dude.
Guy says he's a dude at 69, I look at him and go, dude, it's over. You're not a dude.
All right, we'll put that on the poll. And we'll
yes, can you be a dude at 69?
Yes, we're putting it out there.
Maybe Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker was definitely a dude at 69. We'll ask Craig Carver's in that question coming up next here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
I am so impressed with Jordan Love, you know, and I think, like, Packers fans should feel so good about Jordan Love.
Fridays with Mo.
I think Rodgers never spoke out and was direct, and Giannis should be praised for being clear so that everyone knows, hey, Giannis told the organization what he wanted.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's
joins us each and every Friday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but we have no big guy. We have no Jen. Both are traveling for different college football reasons this weekend. So our cousin sub of the day is Homer. Catch him part of the Homer Hour, although somebody else is doing the Homer Hour today because you're traveling to Hawaii.
Flying to Hawaii, yeah. I really wanted to go on Tuesday or Monday when they play, but...
Yeah, that's kind of tough to pull off.
It costs money. No, yeah. I could have done it, but my wife wanted to go and
okay.
spend a couple days in Hawaii.
There you go. Craig... Can you be a dude at 69 years old?
I think so, because I was listening to the Homer Hour yesterday when the Brian Bulaga news broke, and the way Homer just, like, to Bulaga's face, told him what a joke it was that he was retiring as a Packer, that was a dude move. So whatever age Homer is, you can be a dude. I was literally, like, I had the biggest smile. I was laughing out loud in my car because... Like, so many people these days, like, there's, like, so many hot takes that people have. And Homer had the opportunity to have one of his takes happen live with his co-host, who was actually, like, all emotional about, like, this honor that he was kind of bestowing upon himself with the Packers. And Homer was literally in the moment telling him it was worthless.
But now give people the full story, because I then asked him, when you get into the Hall of Fame, which you will you then get rid of this garbage?
Well, he didn't say he'd get rid of it. He just said it was bigger. That,
no.
Of course, the Packers Hall of Fame is one of the biggest things ever.
Right, but he said basically, no, I'm not changing anything. I want to do this. Okay, yeah. I'm done.
Homer's calling it garbage, where he's like, my entire life's come 360. It's how I became a man and developed my family. And Homer's like, no, it's garbage. It's hilarious.
I did also give him the final chance in the final segment to explain why Green Bay was special, which was cool. So
yeah. No, that.
But
no,
it was everything Craig says is accurate. Yes. And I said it. I did it more than once. Moment. I just didn't mention it once.
Craig, where do you come down on people retiring as members of an organization that they once were a part of and were a big part of, but then ultimately left at the end of the career?
I'm a lot closer to Homer on this one than I am to other people. I think there's probably something else, like some other way you can do it, like the way people do it with personal services agreements. You know, because to me, that actually is more meaningful. Like if the Packers announced yesterday that they were signing Brian Bulaga as a Packers ambassador, who for the next 3 to 5 years or however long was going to be, you know, representing the Packers around the state and around the country, like to me, that would actually be meaningful along with his retirement rather than saying he's retiring as a Packer. Because I, like Homer, I kind of don't know what that means.
You just came up with a great idea. I think that's fantastic. And people kind of exist. Leroy Butler, you feel like he is James Jones. But yeah, it would be a great way to show their respect. And Wisconsin did it with Ron Dayne for a while, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's people they do it with. I think it's kind of clouded in secrecy. I wonder if part of it is, like, if they announce who they do it for, then, like, well, why aren't you doing it for me?
Yes.
I played 7 seasons. Yeah. I was a defensive back. That guy was a wide receiver. Like, I know it could be tricky, but on some levels, the idea of retiring as with the team. I don't know. It's always felt kind of hollow to me.
All right, we keep talking about it. So let's go. Just go ahead.
Obviously, it doesn't to Brian Bulaga, which again, I all praise to Brian Bulaga and the amount of injuries and everything he gave to the Packers and the Chargers.
Craig referenced it, so let's go ahead and listen to it. This happened live last night on the Homer Hour. Brian Bulaga on the show Mondays and Thursdays. So the Packers sent out a press release yesterday announcing that Bulaga is going to be retiring as a member of the team.
How do they send out a press release while he's on the show? Why not announce it live on the show? Like that? I mean, that part I didn't. I guess Packers may not want to announce stuff with us. I guess maybe that's the point. But I mean, why not release it as an honor for Bulaga have it on his show?
All right, here we go. Here is what it sounded like when the news broke, and apparently Bulaga didn't even know it was happening yesterday either. Here's what it sounded like yesterday on the Homer Hour.
And it paid off.
Now this is some breaking news.
Sorry to interrupt you, Homer and Brian, but we got a little news here. A Packers press release just issued. Our own Brian Bulaga retires as a Packer. According to a press release here, former Packer Brian Bulaga, who lived in Green Bay for 10 seasons, has informed the club of his decision to retire with the Packers. The announcement was made Thursday by general manager Brian Gutekunst.
This creates me in a bad position, Brian, because I think it's a joke. I've hated it always. You didn't finish as a Packer. You finished on whatever team you were with, and the Packers would have wanted to sign you and play on the team, but I'm not going to treat you any different. I believe
you don't have to.
I know you don't. You don't care, do you? You're happy to do it.
I don't.
No. Did they approach you or did you approach them?
It was something that we've been talking about over the last year.
Oh, there's two things now. I got to get you to finish your get a college degree, and I got to get. Look, I want every fan should be able to retire as a Packer, and then they can make a lot of money and put the name on your jersey.
Well, I looked at it, I look at this for me as, full circle, at least for me it is.
Okay. It's a nice
being
sentiment.
Drafted there, spending 10 years there, winning the Super Bowl
You're
there.
You're going to be in the Hall of Fame. But, sir, you did not finish your career with the Green Bay Packers. And it doesn't mean diddly. You're going to be in the Packer Hall of Fame. Right?
I'm about to, though. That's what you're missing. I'm about to retire as a Green Bay Packer.
You can sign saying that something that you're Chinese.
I think my favorite part about that is that they break in the news and immediately Homer goes,
Oh no.
We have Bulaga. Before he can make a comment, Homer's firing off his take about how it's trash. I absolutely loved it.
The best part is, I don't know if it's narcissism by Homer or what, but his co-host is getting an honor that he clearly values and sees as a big deal. And Homer's first reaction is, oh, this is putting me in a bad spot. If you listen back, literally, his co-host is getting this emotional, incredible honor that the Packers are, that to him, again, I'm not saying to Homer, to him, that the Packers are putting press release. And before Brian Bulaga can react, Homer says it's putting Homer in a bad spot.
See, I wish to give you credit, because if I could do it over again, I would say, first of all, congratulations. And then, you're right. You're right, Craig. I needed a congratulations in there first. Excellent point. I'll work on that the next time.
I would not. I think that's when it's time for you to hang it up. I think literally if you congratulate him first, I'll be like, Homer's lost a step. When I was listening to that, that was the best part, that you didn't, you literally thought the announcement was about you. I mean, that was the most incredible thing. There's two co-hosts on the air. There's breaking news from the Packers, and Homer thinks the announcement's about him when it's literally about his co-host.
But this is a take
it's true.
Homer's had for a long time. Homer has held
exactly.
steadfast
that's
in
why
these
it was
beliefs.
About him.
Yep, it's all
no,
it's 100% about him.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it was incredible.
Oh, it was better than I thought it would be. Listening back to that audio, it was fantastic.
They stopped it because got into me saying, okay, fine, you'll do this, but when you get into the Hall of Fame, then you'll rip or stop this. He goes, no. He was.
Yeah, because then he talked about his kids and like all the seven homers. Like, yeah, no, this is not, no, it's fake. Like, you could be the president of the United States if you want to be, but like, you're not.
It's accurate.
Craig, why are fans? It just seems like, and maybe it's just a small portion of the fan base. I just don't understand the impatience with the Bucks early.
It's awesome, dude. Like, people used to not care about the Bucks. You lived here your whole life.
Yeah.
No one ever cared about the Bucks. No one cared about the first 10 games, the second 10 games, the fourth 10 games. Like, this is what having a real fan base is about. So, I mean, to me, this is exciting. I want fans to care about these games and to want to understand why the team could go to Toronto and get, like, their doors blown off by a team that, you know, maybe a play-in team or not even in the playoffs. And, like, then it's interesting to see the way the schedule works out, that you go back a week or two later without Giannis and Dame has a historic game for the franchise. Like, this is interesting. I mean, and it's exciting, and I guarantee nobody at the end of the season will be talking about the first 10 games and how the Bucks played. We'll all be talking about the last 10 games, but this is part of the process. And I think it's a really good sign when a ownership group invests the way this one has gone so over the top in every single way possible to keep this team together, to build, to try to, you know, raise the ceiling that this team has, that fans then have really high standards.
I'm just a little concerned about some of the comments that Adrian Griffin had after the game on Monday, talking about a little black cloud following them around, and, oh, these guys are trying to buy in, because if people are trying to buy in, that means they are not bought in, correct? And that just makes me a little bit concerned.
Or that it takes time. This is all preseason.
I think parsing the words of a first-time head coach who's been interviewed more in the last month and a half than he had been in his 20 years as a coach or whatever it's been.
But it is preseason. But, I mean,
okay, so we don't have to parse that, okay? We can throw that away. I don't think you can throw away there's a little black cloud following us around. There's no parsing there. That's not – no one has ever said that in a positive connotation. Mm.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get into the black cloud. What I'm going to say is the offense isn't what people would have wanted it to be through the first whatever games. The defense isn't what anyone wanted it to be. And that's part of a process, right? You had a high-level coach step down right before the season. You have a new person running your offense. I mean, it is a completely new, you know, entity. And there's a lot of change, and they're running a new offense. They've run multiple defenses that are new over the course of the start of the year. I mean, there's just a lot of change, right? Like, Dame Lillard's going through, you know, it's been public that Dame Lillard's going through stuff in his personal life while moving, while doing all this stuff. Like, there's a lot going on, and it's a long season. And if you look where the team is in the standings, you know, there are two games out of first in the entire conference. So I don't think we need to worry that they've set themselves back at all.
Plus, I think Lillard is more than willing to give it. He gets it. This doesn't matter. It's just calm down. We got, you know, how many games left over to be ready, because this is his season doesn't start until the playoffs, because that's when he was brought in and that's where he wants to excel and given an opportunity he's never had before. So I think more than anyone else, he's more than comfortable being slow at this going forward.
And my argument has been that we have never had a postseason where we've been able to execute offensively in the half court in the way we need to, including the championship year. And the team has always been very different in the playoffs than it's been in the regular season. And Dame Lillard being on this team is the first chance we have the opportunity to see if that can change dramatically.
Craig, always appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you again next week, and I look forward to the first ever person to come back to GKB and retire as a member of the team.
Yes, it will be Homer, I'm sure. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Craig. Craig Karmazin joins us every Friday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Change the way you do business and take more control of the payment process with Fifth Third Bank's Treasury Management Solutions. Their market expertise and managed services streamline the entire payment process and integrate with your existing systems, which give you more control than ever. With their suite of payment solutions, you will soon recognize new revenue sources that can save time, offset operating costs, and improve the bottom line. All customized for you and your business. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ryan and McGonigal weighing in. Hey, if you find something that sucks for 25 years, you hold on to that.
Yeah, that is very good point.
Because usually the sucking only happens before you get married, and then the sucking just stops.
We're going to get fired.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
Oh, they're going to try to kick a field goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Lorenz Plattner is going to kick a 32-yard field goal. It's Plattner in the middle of the field.
For the gold ball.
The lines are down. Good snap. Plattner's kick is up, and it is good! Lorenz Plattner from 32 yards out.
And Darlington.
Stratford's going to win a back-to-back state championships. 10-7 over Darlington. What a ball game.
Cold-blooded Plattner splits the uprights and says, put three on my stats and give me the gold ball.
That's how it sounded on ESPN Madison yesterday. Shout out to my guy, Mike Padol.
He's the best.
Mike loves high school football.
I just want to tell Mike, ain't no way that's cold-blooded. I don't know what it is. When the guy who kicks it.
Okay, so that's what we want to talk about right now, because this is a cool high school story. Because I don't know, when I was in high school, we had a foreign exchange student who, like, he was on our team and we'd let him handle kickoffs, but we had a different guy that would do our extra points and field goals. Because a lot of times these foreign exchange students aren't familiar with our sports and all those things, but they want to go out and experience the culture, and it's fantastic. But this team yesterday, so Stratford, playing in the Division VI state championship game, their kicker, who has handled all the extra points and all that, Lorenz Plattner, is his name. And he had not attempted a field goal at all this year. Again, extra points, which are 20 yards in high school. Not that big of a deal. So yesterday, with less than 30 seconds left, he has a field goal blocked. 24-yarder blocked with 23 seconds left. Darlington decides to try to make something happen, tie ball game. They end up turning the ball over on a fumble. You get one. They have the ball left with 3 seconds. You know, try to get the ball in the end zone. Doesn't work. They get stopped at the three. But Darlington gets called for a hold, defensive hold. So the game extends, but they had to bring the ball back to the 15 in order to accept and enforce the penalty. So apparently the team went, coach, you got to let him try it again. Coach, you got to let him try it again. So he lets the German exchange student go out there and kick a game-winning field goal to win state. And here's what he had to say, courtesy of, this is WKOW in Madison, and their sports director, Carly Murata.
Yeah, Lawrence came from Germany to America. He said he played 5 years of soccer in Germany. Comes here, the hero of the state championship game. Lawrence, tell me how you are feeling.
I can just say I'm running out of breath right now. I don't really know what to say, but I thank the holder, I thank the line, I thank everyone in the team for such an amazing experience for me. And of course, all the Stratford fans in the back, I thank all of them. And yeah, I just thank.
So you miss the first field goal, and then you have to come out and do another one, and you know it's to win it again. What are you telling yourself after you just missed the first one?
I have it written out here, just like practice. I thought just like practice, just do it like practice, because we practiced hard last week. I practiced my kicks, and I really thought I'm going to miss this one, but I made it, so happy right now.
An amazing story. Did you ever expect this to be your quote experience?
This is my new favorite high school player of all time.
No, what do you mean high school player? That's the greatest quote ever. Ever. You find me another one that said, I thought I was going to miss it.
But I didn't. Never. But I'm so happy right now.
And he gave us all the other thing about, you know, he could have left it like practice. He's getting ripped. No, in the end, he had to say, I thought that's just so un-American.
Not just I thought I was going to miss it. I really thought I was going to miss it. Like, it's not enough. He's got to throw the qualifier in there of, I really thought I was going to miss it, but I didn't.
After he explained why he thought he could make it.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, congratulations to Lorenz Plattner. Congratulations to Stratford winning the Division VI state championship yesterday. With, again, you're not going to top that. You're not going to top that story.
No, German, it's the greatest quote ever.
Who gets a kick blocked and then somehow miraculously gets another opportunity in an untimed down, and he makes it, despite not thinking he was going to make it. Make sure if you want to listen to those high school games, check them out, WisconsinOnDemand.com. Madison, once again, they have the Division 3, 2, and 1 games. And myself, Mike Padol, will be doing that Division 1 game for 100.5 ESPN in Madison. That'll kick right around 4:05. Packers have a game kicking off on Sunday. I don't have faith in this defense, and Joe Barry doesn't make it better. We'll listen to some of his quotes coming up next. John Gabichuri.